This is 105.9 The Region, and you're listening to Discovery, the radio show for podcasters. Your content, unfiltered. This is Discovery.
The views, opinions, and advice expressed in this podcast are solely those of the guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and positions of Pattison Media or the sponsors of this program.
Breathe out. 2, 3, 4.
Wellness is...
the body knows how to heal itself. This is what I believe. But when we're bogged down with life and emotions, there's no space for the body to heal itself.
The kindness and the connecting, they're just the perfect pair for each other.
In my design philosophy, it has always been let nature be the hero.
The point is not to have a desired outcome, but to fully experience the moment as it is.
Welcome to Choosing Wellness, your podcast for practical advice about how to attain better physical and mental well-being so that instead of just surviving, you're thriving. In this episode, we explore how a design company connects us to nature, a look at Ayurvedic medicine, and how you can be nice, say nice with Stephanie Staples. I'm Linda Freeman. Come join the journey of Choosing Wellness.
How to choose wellness.
In today's world of busy lives, we can forget the importance of sustainability and how a greener world is better for our physical and mental well-being. Kenneth Torrance is the owner of Barter Design. Barter was born from a belief that by looking at the natural environment and community, you'll find everything you need to live sustainably and abundantly within the local environment. Kenneth, welcome to Choosing Wellness.
Yeah, excited to be here.
It's really an amazing philosophy that you have. Now, why is this the path that you chose?
I created this company with a very clear approach on wanting to affect the environmental and social mandate at an economic development level, and started to look around our local environments to see what opportunity was existing with local craftspeople. Looking at natural materials, thinking about this model of localization, how we can be the most sustainable within our environment, for myself to understand a business that I can participate in for the rest of my life, or at least to create something that will have a very holistic environmental approach.
The Mental Health Foundation has research that shows that people who are more connected with nature are usually happier in life and more likely to report feeling their lives are worthwhile. Your designs feel like a part of nature. The chairs, the tables, and I feel that you really do respect trees, their strength and beauty. So do you feel this was one of your ethos when you were designing those products?
Yeah, definitely. In my design philosophy, it has always been let nature be the hero. So for example, the stool series that we produce right from log, we started off with a block, and then we realized how much more value we can get out of the wood when we turn it and maintain the cylinder form, which is the natural state of the wood. And then from there, I realized that if we cut things on an angle, we start to create a language that showcases the waterfall grain, letting people see the life that falls into the tree. We're trying to work with things that make sense as sustainably as possible. Nature is the hero. We are just sort of trying to be a part of waking up the North American economy.
And so much can be found in the beauty of nature, from inspiration to the materials that you need, right?
From the forest, we will find everything. The rock, the clay, the wood, the stone, the plant species even, to go deeper into it. We're talking about wellness, and the fact that I want to save the forests and be a part of reconnecting to the forests, really at the end of the day, is completely about the fact that I believe that the savior of humankind is being closer to nature, being in the woods and feeling the energy understanding the hyperconnection from everything, from the mycelium to the tips of the needles within the trees, all of it is connected. And I really do believe that the ability to put the foam down, put the things down that create noise, and walk into the woods and to be able to pinch a needle and just breathe it in, that to me is my sanity, it's my healing. So it's not just the mind, it's about the body. It's like we are nature and we're thriving to become invisible within technology and how we react with nature. And at the end of the day, I come to this conclusion that nature really is the most advanced technology, and that if we can actually start listening and understanding how that technology works at a natural level, that can drive the future of not just how we make our products, but even the way that we function within technology. These cyclical patterns of how nature works, the very, very micro systems that exist, then we can survive as a species. So that's why I get out of bed for barter, because of this. I believe that my role in getting closer to nature and trying to learn and listen as much as possible as an artist, as a creator, I'm going to be able to do things that can affect my family, my children, hopefully my great-grandchildren, and maybe inspire some people along the way to come in the woods for a walk with me.
Well, like, I have to say that that's beautiful. I mean, I really just needed to let you flow with all those words, as I think there's so much that we can learn from hearing what you're saying. And there's something therapeutic about working with your hands and with natural materials, Kenneth.
On another sort of wellness level, as a stone carver, artist, creative, when I work with natural materials with my hands, yes, my mind is going, but the meditative state that is super healing to give me more clarity of who I am as a human is very powerful. So for me, it's very important for us to understand how we want to work with these materials in healthy ways, where it's not backbreaking, where it's actually exciting to get to use our hands and get deeper connected. Every day we're learning, right? Every day we're figuring out new important ways.
What do you see for the future?
Putting products into the market that can act as sort of beacons for people to come around and then see and learn the fact that our doors are wide open. So I would say for barter, over the course of the next 2 to 3 years, it's going to be about collaborating with other corporations and other talented designers and artists, making things all the way down to the roots of a tree, looking at the needles, like using everything, but then also letting the community that purchase these materials or that want to be connected to that forest come and experience it at an education level. If we can actually protect the trees that need protected, that are, you know, the grandmothers and the grandfathers of our forests, that are really these teachers. Sorry, I'm getting emotional.
Oh, no, it's fine. Like, it's so nice to see someone emotional because they care so much, and you particularly about the forest. We all need that passion, that emotional connection.
The forest is definitely very giving. It stands unprotected. These mighty trees, they still do exist. They've stood for thousands of years with no defense mechanism, and they've outlived us. They are... it's an incredible species. There is definitely feelings within the forest. There's a lot of communication and incredible stuff that's happening. But we need to weave our culture into nature rather than plowing right through it. And you can even architecturally, that word can help you visualize how we should be developing our cities. The future of our city planning should be based around studying how we weave ourselves into these environments. If anybody's listening to this, wants to walk in the forest with us or wants to work with barter within any sort of project where they can see a need where physical form plays a role in their environment, reach out. Our doors are wide open. And that is who barter is.
That was Kenneth Torrance, from Barter Design, a sustainable company connected to nature. You can find him at barterdesign.ca.
Health Tag.
The North American skincare market is projected to hit an estimated $28.64 billion US this year. Now, this speaks volumes to the level of care we have for our skin. Or it shows how much we're trying to look younger. So we're going skin deep, literally, to find out about holistic skin natural healing. Choosing Wellness producer Karen Habashi tracked down Lily Chandra. She's the founder of Brahmi Skincare Whistler. Lily says that by going skin deep and connecting with your self-intelligence, you can reverse the effects of aging.
Thank you for coming. So tell me, why did you start this business?
I started my career as a medical intuitive, healing people's bodies when doctors and specialists failed. And I eventually developed a method that really connects with your cell's intelligence, with, you know, your divine nature, that can actually restructure your cells. So I was able to remove wrinkles. And I started this in 2013. So I've developed my own cosmetic energy healing facial, a signature facial. And then I created a skincare line.
What's cosmetic healing energy? Can you explain it to us, like, in simple terms?
So basically, we're all energy and we're all matter. And if you remember from science class, matter is actually 99.9% space. It's just space and electrons moving. So when you think about energy, you just think about that non-physical part of us and how that actually works with the physical component. So I say that the energy body is the building block for the physical body. So if we restructure the energy body through meditation, through mindfulness, through energy healing, we can change our physical body and then use our thoughts to create our body, to heal our body, and just to be healthier and happier.
We're talking about wellness and skincare and nature and energy. So do you think if you address the issues inside you, if you be honest with yourself, you'll feel your skin and yourself changing?
I totally agree with that. With my medical intuitive system, what I noticed is that the body stores emotions. It stores anger. It stores all of our thoughts, because unless if we process and let things go, it's all sitting in the physical body and in the energy body. So when I'm working with the skin, I'm actually doing a healing touch facial, and I could feel people's emotions being released from their skin. I can feel what's in their heart. I can feel the stress when I'm working around the eyes. So all of those emotions are sitting in the physical body, in the emotional body, and in the cellular body. The body knows how to heal itself. This is what I believe. But when we're bogged down with life and emotions, there's no space for the body to heal itself. We need to give it that space to do so. And that's why meditation and energy healing is a really powerful way to continue to heal yourself. So how that affects your skin is really interesting. There is a direct correlation with emotions and what's going on in your life and your skin, for sure. Because when you're happy, your skin looks great. You know, it's glowing, it's shiny. You're just like, wow, I've got great skin today.
So take me through a session with someone coming to you with issues regarding their face, or pick a subject and let me go through a session with you.
Okay, so this is fun. So for over a decade now, I've developed cosmetic energy healing facials, is what I call them. And so my hands will intuitively go onto a person's head, and I really connect with the heart chakra. You know, I believe that our heart and self-love is so powerful, our relationship with ourselves. So my hands automatically always go to someone's heart. I feel their heart energy. I can feel pain that they have in there, any grief, any sadness. And I release all of this energy. And then I start to intuitively flow to the face. You know, I love just releasing emotions from the skin, releasing emotions from the cells. The vibration of your face, the function of the cells, it affects your skin. So I usually just start by lovingly clearing the energy body. And then I've created Brahmi Skincare, which is a beautiful vegan and organic skincare line that's made in Canada. It's one of a handful of South Asian-owned skincare lines in Canada, which I'm very proud of. And I start with my serum and I totally saturate the skin. I massage the skin and people just love it. So I start with that process and then I add my face cream. And I have a conversation with people and I always tune into the higher purpose. So it's very beautiful. And it's quite a nice, nurturing and holistic process. It's about nurturing yourself and connecting with your divinity and self-love. So when people leave for my facials, they're glowing, they're happy. And I just feel that something clicks.
That's amazing. So it's sort of therapy and skincare, right?
They also leave with a very complete whole feeling and a feeling of not just rejuvenation in the skin, but like a completeness inside their heart.
I truly love everything you said because I'm indigenous to Egypt. So I find it when I moved here to Canada, it's so different. Do you feel like there are shifts in energies between ethnicities or cultures or people from different backgrounds?
Definitely, definitely. I think ethnic cultures do have more of an openness and an energy exchange. The heart exchange is there. And even if I meet other Indian people, I might not know them very long, but I feel an instant connection. And that's why right at the beginning, I wanted to share that it's a handful of South Asian skincare lines in Canada, because I'm very proud of my South Asian heritage and my products are all made in Canada.
Yes, you should be very proud of that. You're amazing. You're very inspirational.
I really feel it's part of my journey to empower women. I don't wear any makeup because I have skin allergies. And that's one of the inspirations behind my brand is it's all organic, vegan and natural, clean beauty, you know, fair trade essential oils, functional ingredients that heal the skin because I wanted to have beautiful skin without makeup. And I wanted to inspire other people to not feel the pressure of society, to wear makeup, to dress a certain way or look a certain way if that's not who they are. And I really want to empower women to showcase whatever beauty means to them. Because to me, beauty is being a divine being, being connected to my spirituality, being connected to my heart, being a good person, being a good mother. That to me is beauty. So I really want to inspire others to showcase themselves exactly how they feel beautiful and not feel society's pressure or the pressure of looking good like in a magazine when you walk out the door or even if you're on Instagram, you know, really just feeling good in your heart.
Thank you so much, Lily.
That was producer Karen Habashi speaking to Lily Chandra, founder of Brahmi Skincare Whistler and Cosmetic Energy Healing, about going skin deep to heal and rejuvenate your skin and self.
Life Unlocked.
Have you heard of Ayurveda, the traditional system of Indian medicine? Well, I thought we could take a deeper dive in understanding what it is.
Ayurveda is a real symbolic system that views each individual as being comprised of three main energies that can be prescribed to specifically help that individual come into balance. Generally, alternative therapies can be beautiful side therapies to what somebody is already doing.
Ayurvedic medicine is described as a well-organized system of traditional healthcare, both preventative and curative. Originating in India perhaps as long as 3,000 years ago, it has a long history. Today, it remains a favored form of healthcare in large parts of the Eastern world, especially in India. This medical system aims to cleanse and restore balance to the body, mind, and spirit, using various methods including diet, herbal medicines, exercise, meditation, breathing, physical therapy, and other techniques that encourage health and well-being. Ayurveda claims to treat a wide range of disorders, including anxiety, asthma, arthritis, digestive problems, eczema, high blood pressure, high cholesterol levels, rheumatoid arthritis, and stress, just to name a few. However, it's important to note that herbal medicine is as potent as pharmaceutical drugs and should be treated with the same caution and respect. Although herbs are generally considered safe, inappropriate use or overdose may occur due to the misconception that they are harmless. Now be careful with anything sold online and make sure you can identify any ingredients. It's crucial to inform your doctor about any Ayurvedic treatments you're undergoing to reduce the risk of adverse reactions. Now, never stop taking your conventional medicine or alter the dose without the knowledge and approval of your doctor.
Life Unlimited with Stephanie Staples.
We are back and once again connecting with Stephanie Staples and your Life Unlimited. Stephanie, you were a nurse and then you changed your life when you found your calling as a motivational speaker. And I just love the story because it's your mission to help people so they can help people and themselves and even more. And it's so great to see you again.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And I know you help people. You know what's funny? We all kind of nurse in different ways, right? Most people help people in some way or another. We all just find our different specialties.
Kindness is so key to our mental health. Like, it's deeply connected. And the Mental Health Foundation of the UK, actually, research they've done shows that kindness is an antidote to isolation and creates that sense of belonging. And it helps reduce stress and brings a fresh perspective. In one of your latest blogs about, if you see nice, then say nice. And I really think that that is such a strong statement. Can you kind of walk us through what you mean by that?
I can just think of so many examples. I'm in line to the ferry terminal, and she's an older woman. She's got a super stylish haircut. And then I think to myself, that woman looks amazing with that haircut. And then I'm thinking to myself, like, why are you not telling her that? She can't read your mind, and me thinking that doesn't help her at all. So I turn around and I just said, that haircut looks amazing on you. And she goes, oh, thank you so much. She goes, this is natural, she says. And then we launch into a 10-minute conversation about her hair. So, you know, us thinking it is nice. Like, I think that's kind of the first step, is that you have that awareness that you notice something nice. Every time I do something nice or say something nice or, you know, act nice, I give myself a point. I don't give myself 20 points for doing something nicer. I just get a point.
You know, we always seem to feel that concern about being judged or, you know, what will people think? And I think it does play sometimes into our kindness because we're afraid it's not going to be taken the right way. We also can sometimes have the attitude, well, nobody does anything nice for me.
It's that whole Gandhi thing, right? Be the change you want to see in the world. But what I know is I feel better after I do it. How they respond is none of my business. If they respond wonderfully, that's a bonus.
So how do you keep it all in check?
Here's the thing, like, as with a lot of things, I have all these great intentions and I think I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But then, you know, life happens and you got stuff on your list. So what I did last year is I put a note on my calendar and it just says thank you at the end of every day. And so that is my trigger to reflect. So I pause for a moment. I just reflect on, like, who in my day made a bit of a difference to me, who made my life a little bit easier, who was kind to me, who did I just appreciate being with. I would quite literally often say, hey, I'm just reflecting on my day and who made a positive difference to me. And today that was you. And I really appreciate that talking with you just always brightens my spirits, or just something that takes a minute out of my life to do that. And also because I didn't want to keep doing it to the same person over and over again, I started keeping a list. And I went back when I wrote this recent blog post and I counted. And there are hundreds of people. But the point of the whole story is, I think if I hadn't written it on my calendar, I probably wouldn't be near as regular about doing it. And even if it only happens 2 times a week or 3 times a week, that's still 2 or 3 times a week more than I would have done if I hadn't set this intention to do it.
The Canadian Mental Health Association advocates for that social connection because it can lower anxiety and it can reduce depression and it regulates our emotions. It can give us better self-esteem and empathy and all those incredible things, including improving our immune system, which is so key to our health, just by connecting and reaching out to someone and showing that kindness.
Well, and I think this is a beautiful way to reinforce that, because all that ties into your happiness level too, right? So the kindness and the connecting, they're just the perfect pair for each other.
They really are.
But even if you just pause, if that was your first step, at the end of the day, I'm just going to pause and reflect about who was a positive impact in my life or who made my day a little bit easier. If just that will elevate your mood, right?
Yes.
We want to start looking, it is amazing what comes out. I mean, it's the opposite too. We start looking for crappy beep, then we're finding a lot of crappy beep. We don't have to look far to find that either, right? But which one serves you better?
Like how you do your own beep.
Beep.
For people who want to see nice, say nice, what are the key things that they should keep in mind?
Put something on your calendar, put a sticky note on your bathroom mirror, use a dry erase marker to write yourself a note to remind yourself. First, just reflect and notice what's happened in your day. And if you can do it, if you have a little bit of energy left to take a tiny bit of action on that, you will never regret it. I never have sent one and go, geez, I wish I didn't do that. No, you will be happy you did. Reminder, reflect, and then do.
Love it. Love it. And you're a perfect example of the nice, say nice stuff. Before we go, anything else you want to add?
Keep on living your life unlimited. Woo, it's way better that way.
Discovery, the radio show for podcasters, exclusive to 105.9 The Region. Expand your audience and extend your reach. Send us your podcast, info@1059theregion.com.